Based on anecdotal information, Lucia Gilbert had reason to think that perhaps the glass ceiling, the invisible barrier that blocks women from rising to the top in a given field, had been broken in California's wine industry. So Gilbert, a psychology professor at Santa Clara University, compiled a database to test that thesis.
And we found that indeed the glass ceiling hadn't been shattered. People thought, gee, the women were everywhere. But when you looked at it, only 10% of wineries had a lead winemaker who was a woman.
Which is comparable to many other industries. But that didn't answer the question of why there was a perception that women winemakers were more prevalent. So Gilbert, working with her husband Jack, tried another approach using the comprehensive 2010 reference book Opus Vino.
We looked at all the California wineries in Opus Vino and then compared them to our database of 3,500 California wineries to see which had winemakers who were women at the time that they were reviewed. And what we found is that even though women are only the lead winemaker for 10% of California wineries, they are disproportionately represented in Opus Vino, significantly so.
23% of the California wineries with women winemakers were recognized by Opus Vino's experts, compared to 14% of those with male winemakers. That doesn't surprise Mary Edwards, a Grayton area winemaker and winery owner who was among the first women to make a name for herself in the industry.
Women make really good winemakers because women are very intuitive. There's more likelihood a woman will have a super taster palate. They will have more elaborate taste buds. It's a genetic thing. Asians have it. Women have it. We're more nurturing to our staff, so we create a good team of people to work with us to support the projects. And we can deal with a lot of things and flow from one side of the business to the other.
But women also face some additional challenges in pursuing a career in winemaking, observes Jack Gilbert.
It seems very clear that a network is critical to a successful female winemaker who is married and has a family or in a relationship and has children to monitor because of the intensity of crush when people are putting in 80, 85-hour-a-week work schedules.
One way around that issue, adds Mary Edwards, is working as a consultant rather than being a primary winemaker.
One of the biggest problems we have as women in this industry is wanting to have a family and combine that with responsibilities in the industry. This is why a number of women who were not able to have their own wineries have become consultants, and that's why you see these women rising to the top as consultants.
In either role, concludes Lucia Gilbert, the increased female presence has been a good thing for the wine industry overall.
Women winemakers really have made a difference. They have, in many ways, brought new ideas, new ways of doing things, have been champions in their regions in terms of the viticulture itself. And so one of the excitements for me, anyway, about this is to really illuminate the contributions that women have made.
Tomorrow, we hear from two Sonoma County women winemakers who have been at the forefront of these changes. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.